That's right. It's time to jump the TSR time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. The first day of the new year, January 1st. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 45 BC, the Julian calendar, proposed by Julius Caesar, took effect as the civil calendar of the Roman Empire, establishing January 1st as the new date of the new year. Designed with the aid of Greek mathematicians and astronomers, the Julian calendar was the predominant calendar in the Roman world and most of Europe for more than 1,600 years, and was only revised in 1582 by Pope Gregory VIII to correct against solar drift, becoming the Gregorian calendar, which has been by and large universally adopted today. Today's date in 193, the Senate chose Pertinax to succeed Commodus as Roman Emperor against Pertinax's will, following the assassination of Commodus. Pertinax was right not to want to become emperor. He only ruled for 3 months before he himself was assassinated. Saint Telemachus tried to stop a gladiatorial fight in a Roman amphitheatre today in 404 and was stoned to death for his efforts by the unhappy crowd. The act, however, impressed the Christian emperor Honorius, who issued a historic ban on gladiatorial fights. Phobet Island, the world's remotest island, was discovered by French explorer Jean-Baptiste Charles Bovet de Lozier today in 1739. General George Washington hoisted the first U.S. flag, the Grand Union flag, at Prospect Hill today in 1776. 1801, Ceres, the largest and first known object in our solar system's asteroid belt, was discovered by Italian astronomer Giuseppe Piazzi on January 1st. 1838, John Pascal Faulkner founded the Melbourne Advertiser, the first newspaper to be established in what is now Victoria. Van Diemen's Land was granted self-government on January 1st in 1856, with the name of the island and colony officially changed to Tasmania. During the American Civil War, today in 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation took effect in Confederate territory. Ellis Island began processing immigrants into the United States today in 1892. 1898, New York, annexed land from surrounding counties to create the City of Greater New York. The Australian colonies were officially federated to form the Commonwealth of Australia on January 1st in 1901. Edmund Barton appointed the first Prime Minister of Australia. The Republic of China was established today in 1912. 1915, 4 people were shot and killed and another 7 wounded at the so-called Battle of Broken Hill, when 2 men from the local community attacked a New Year's Day picnic near Broken Hill in New South Wales. An ice cream cart flying a homemade Ottoman flag transported the men, who claimed to be motivated by hostilities between the Ottoman and British empires, which had officially been declared in October 1914. Shortly thereafter, police and armed locals stormed the hideout of the 2 men, where they were shot and killed. A law for the prevention of genetically diseased offspring, part of the Nazi eugenics program, came into effect in Nazi Germany today in 1934. 1959, Fulgencio Batista was overthrown by Fidel Castro as part of the Cuban Revolution on January 1st. The Drømtner Wave occurred at the Drømtner platform in the North Sea off the coast of Norway on January 1st in 1995, the first rogue wave to be detected by measuring equipment, confirming their existence. And finally, 1999, euro currency was introduced in 11 member nations of the European Union, with the exception of the United Kingdom, Denmark, Greece and Sweden, although Greece did adopt the euro 2 years later. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shut for my feet, wear a shirt and tie. And some bonus birthdays. Paul Revere, the British are coming, the British are coming. Born 1735. famed author J.D. Salinger, 1919, and historical monster Idi Amin, born 1925. As a famous musos, Country Joe McDonald is 79, Rudy Daly is 42, two is our favourite, Emma Donovan of Emma Donovan and the Putbacks is the big 4-0, and Yona Weinhoffen is 38. We're going out on this one this morning. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. This track going out to Grandmaster Flash, 63, leader of the highly influential hip-hop group Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Pioneers of hip-hop DJing, political conscious lyrics, and hip-hop sound. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007, becoming the first hip-hop act to be inducted. Going out on The Message from those guys. Check us out on This Day in History for 2SER. Admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.